You've just enjoyed Sansan, an exuberant dance performed by the Tesa Sosan African Dance Company at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert in 2010, entitled Gifting Peace.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Know who is me? the supreme master in all of.
The song inspired by the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, God said to Arjuna, love me, surrender everything unto me. So that's the me.
A human life is a succession of fleeting days and memories. Yet how we are mesmerized by the enchanting worldly drama. A quiet inner voice beckons us to be free from the bonds of this illusory realm. Listen deep within your soul to return to the infinite kingdom of serenity and glory, where love is forever blissful.
Forever.
She
has dazzled audiences with her powerful vocal performances on Broadway and memorable television appearances. With a prolific career as a singer and actress, Melba Moore has earned a Tony Award and 4 Grammy nominations. Cherished viewers, it is our pleasure to present our program today, featuring the acclaimed artist, Ms. Melba Moore. Melba Moore was born in New York City, New York, USA. Her mother, Gertrude Melba Smith, later known as Bonnie Davis, was a rhythm and blues singer whose single, Don't Stop Now, reached number 1 on the Billboard charts in 1943. In addition, her pianist stepfather, Clement Moorman, helped nurture a musical environment for her and her siblings. In an interview on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert in September 2010, Miss Moore shared her story.
My mother was a professional singer. She met this wonderful man who was a piano player, and they got married, and they also performed together. And I took piano lessons from the time that I was 9 years old. Mother and Daddy never said anything good about show business, but they had this fire and this love about the... I tried to do what my parents said and get a real job, and I taught music because it was the closest thing that I could find to performing music.
Melba Moore's performing career was launched in 1967.
She landed the role of Dionne in the original cast of Hair, which became a musical classic.
Primarily, my work was as a backup singer. As a matter of fact, that's how I got Hair. All the singers on the date were encouraged or invited to come down and sing for the director and the choreographer. And I used to sing backup with Valerie Simpson and Nick Ashford. They got me started in the industry. Hair was a revolution. And it was the first one to have an interracial cast. I replaced Diane Keaton, and I think that I became the first black actress to replace a white actress in a lead role on Broadway. The message was peace, definitely was peace. Unfortunately, there always seems to be a war going on somewhere, and fortunately, there's always somebody who's going to speak out against warfare, which I think is important, yes.
A year and a half after her success in Hair, Miss Melba Moore starred in Pearlie,
a musical based on Grammy-winning Ossie Davis's play, Pearlie Victorious, with music by Gary Geld and lyrics by Peter Udell.
Miss Moore's exceptional portrayal of Ludie Bell earned her a Tony Award for Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical in 1970.
I love to sit and hear him dream. He tells me like a story. Moon comes up just to shine on Pearlie, Pearlie. My Pearlie. You know the spring don't spring from the bees, and the flowers flower just for Pearlie, Pearlie. My Pearlie.
Pearlie was the first Broadway musical that many black Americans went to see, because prior to then there's very little stories that told about our culture or things that we would be interested in. And the style of music was basically gospel, a very up-tempo church type of music. And of course it was a wonderful play written by Ossie Davis. It was brilliantly written. And the original Ludie Bell was Miss Ruby Dee. So it had stature, and it was directed and produced by Philip Rose, who had also introduced Raisin and Son and Lorraine Hansberry's work, and he was a mentor for blacks in Broadway. So Pearlie was another step forward toward bringing some dignity and a book to a musical and a story, as well as the brilliant comedy. I got the Tony Award, and I understand I'm the first black actress to get Tony Award in that category.
After her acclaimed work on Broadway, Miss Melba Moore wished to dedicate her time to her love of music.
The Tony Award-winning actress made her recording debut on Mercury Records with I Am Love in 1970, which earned her a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist. This album was followed by Look What You're Doing to the Man in 1971.
Miss Moore also appeared on television shows.
She became a regular on the Emmy-winning The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and the Golden Globe-winning The Flip Wilson Show.
Melba Moore also co-starred in her own variety show for CBS with her then-partner actor Clifton Davis, entitled The Melba Moore-Clifton Davis Show.
I remember during some downtime between shows on matinee days, I'd be rehearsing for my recording. Literally, things were going on in parallel time. And I think at the time we were doing the TV show, I was also rehearsing for my first act to tour in. So it was so much to take in. We were so just burnt out. I had to stop and decide, you want to live? What does that mean? It means morality. It means finding God, really. And I think that's when I began to really look in that direction and start to make that search. And eventually became a born-again Christian. I'm now Catholic. And I'm consecrated. I fast and pray and meditate, and my vocation is Christ now.
Just let me walk this road of life with you. Step by step, uphill and down.
Melba Moore returned to Newark, New Jersey, and started singing for benefits.
In 1974, her career began to advance once more when she met record manager and business promoter Charles Huggins following a performance at the prestigious Apollo Theater.
The two would go on to marry and form the successful Hush Productions.
We took on some other artists, Freddie Jackson, Melissa Morgan, one of the artists who was a great songwriter and producer, Kashif. And Kashif wrote and produced artists like Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan and many others. Well, we managed them. And so we eventually managed McFadden and Whitehead and many, many songwriters and producers that were very successful in the primarily in the 80s. So we became a multi-million-dollar management entertainment company. Peach Melba was the first, I guess, R&B album we attempted to do. I had successful recordings like I Am His Lady, You Stepped Into My Life, Love's Coming At You, Lean On Me, a few others. This is it. A great success for me, probably, I think it was my first top 10 regular hit. I mean, just not on R&B charts, but just on the pop charts, too. And that, I have to give credit to Van McCoy, because he wrote and produced that album, but also he ushered in the dance era with The Hustle.
What?
in regard to our African Americans' music or American music, period, being very, very well received in Europe, I seem to follow the tradition, praise God, and you know, they have a different attitude about our music. I've had the privilege recently to be in Brussels and Lyon and some part of Germany. When the young people listen to the music of the 80s and the 90s, they get chills. It touches their heart. I said, oh, wow. Well, aren't we lucky and blessed?
Melba Moore's 1976 rendition of the ballad, Lean on Me, earned her third Grammy nomination. She would go on to re-record this song in 1983 as a tribute to the late Van McCoy. Melba Moore enjoyed continued popularity and was the first female pop artist to do a non-operatic solo concert at New York City's Metropolitan Opera House. She also topped charts with songs such as You Stepped Into My Life, Love's Comin' Atcha, Keepin' My Lover Satisfied, Livin' for Your Love, and Read My Lips, for which she was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal. Two of her singles in 1986 became number one Billboard hits, Falling and A Little Bit More, a duet with two-time Grammy Award nominee Freddie Jackson. In 1990, the Grammy-nominated Melba Moore released Soul Exposed, which includes Lift Every Voice and Sing, adapted to music by John Rosamond Johnson from his brother James Weldon Johnson's poem. The success of this recording was instrumental in having Lift Every Voice and Sing entered into the United States Library of Congress as the official African American national hymn. In 1995, the talented Miss Melba Moore returned to Broadway with the lead role of Fantine in Les Miserables, becoming the first African-American actress to play that character in the highly lauded musical. In 2003, she appeared in the musical dramedy film The Fighting Temptations, with an all-star cast including Academy Award-winning Cuba Gooding Jr. and 16-time Grammy winner Beyoncé. To start off Black History Month in February 2011, Melba Moore starred in the gospel musical Crowns by Regina Taylor. Miss Melba Moore is currently working with professor and former New York Times writer Mel Watkins on an autobiography. She is also spending time in the studio for a new album under her label A. Moore Entertainment, which she shares with her daughter Charlie Huggins. The title song, Love Is, has been debuted by Miss Moore. Some say
that love can make things harder. Some say it isn't real, but I say love is everything. Everything to me. Because I've left,
in addition to her flourishing music and acting career, Melba Moore is also a devoted philanthropist. She worked alongside Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient Dorothy Hite and served as the National Membership Chairwoman of the National Council of Negro Women. She has also collaborated with U.S. politician and civil rights activist Dr. C. Dolores Tucker and the National Congress of Black Women. She worked with Hell House for orphans or children born with drug addictions and also founded her own organization, the Melba Moore Foundation for Children.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky.
Let it resound loud as a rolling sea.
Yes, freedom.
Oh, from me to you, my sister, let freedom ring.
Yes, from me to you, my sister,
let freedom ring.
Yes, from me to you, my brother, let
freedom ring.
For Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert titled Gifting Peace,
Miss Melba Moore was among the acclaimed artists who performed original song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, set to music by Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe, Oscar and Emmy winning Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, and Oscar and two-time Grammy winning David Shire. The spectacular event was hosted by Vegan's four-time U.S. basketball NBA champion John Sally, and CNN and CBS legal analyst, attorney, award-winning speaker and author Lisa Bloom. Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts joined as guest speaker, and animal welfare advocate and television host Brandy Williams and American actor Patrick Kilpatrick as presenters. Other notable performers included multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna Lewis, Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, Tony-nominated singer-actress Liz Calloway, Tony Award-winning singer Karen Ziemba, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, and a number of talented others.
Melba Moore accompanied Bill Cunliffe in presenting the heartfelt songs If and To Be Able to Love You.
I hope that you can tell I'm extremely excited to be here. I feel like I'm amongst my own, people who are led by the heart, and the heart that tells them that God is first, and we are creatures of God, and we must love one another. So I'm very, very thankful Supreme Master Ching Hai for letting me be a part of the chosen number. Isn't the music incredible?
Love will endure. Let us remember each other.
to love you.
I'm thanking the heavens
to be able to love you.
It's for lives to remember.
If for a lifetime
you chance to love someone, your heart will be humble in the realm of truth.
Following their spectacular performance, Mr. Bill Cunliffe commented on his experience working with Melba Moore.
Melba's great. She's really a pro. She sings classical, she sings pop, she acts. I mean, she's very smart, very, very easy to work with. And there was a point during the performance where things went a slightly different direction than they did yesterday, and we just made it all work. It's part of what we do. And she's just wonderful. I look forward to working with her again someday.
Miss Melba Moore shared how she felt to take part in Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert.
I feel fabulous. I feel like I did what I was put on the planet to do. Sing for the love of humanity and sing new songs. I'm a born-again Christian, and so my scripture is always saying, sing to the Lord a new song. I said, well, Lord, give me a new song. And he gave me some beautiful ones to sing. So, because it's symbolic of progress we're making spiritually. And he gives you a message to sing, and you take those words in. Those words are spirit and life, and that's where you live at. Bill Cunliffe is an incredible jazz pianist. So on top of his beautiful composition, and the incredible lyrics and words and story, you just have a combination of great artistry. What I really find exciting and wonderful about it is, although he's very skilled and he's a commercial artist, that's not what this was about. So, like, all of that is stripped away and you have the heart and the spirit of it, that kind of beauty. Yeah.
The celebrated singer discussed what the songs If and To Be Able to Love You mean to her and how they speak to her faith in God.
Well, the essence of the word, if love no longer exists, this would be the realm of death. And I do believe that love is stronger than death. Now, to be able to love you, I thank the heavens, to be able to love you is for lives to remember. So, to be able to love someone really is a gift. It's a gift from heaven. And if a person has the sense to thank heaven, then they're in a very blessed, powerful, as well as happy and rich place. If you have an earthly love, it's because God of heaven gave it to you. The whole point is to emulate and get to be more reconciled with the kingdom of heaven, but as it is in earth. So there's not a separation. And of course, God is reconciling us. He's bringing us back to what he created us to be.
Guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, had graciously joined Gifting Peace via teleconference,
during which she shared her vision for a harmonious and compassionate world and also answered questions from the audience.
Tony winner Melba Moore expressed how she feels about Supreme Master Ching Hai as not only a poet, but also an artist, humanitarian, and spiritual teacher promoting peace amongst all cultures.
It's very easy to say that it's love, but she articulates it in courage, in artistry, which expresses whatever it is in your heart. She expresses the great power of love through the arts and how it will enrich you and the entire universe and the entire planet. That's pretty powerful. Supreme Master Ching Hai is obviously a supreme master in terms of really being focused and dedicated to studying what is the essence of life and how it should be shared and how it should be empowering of other people and how it really is the epitome of humanity. And Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses that in her success through art. She paints, she's a lover of animals. She promotes this. The supreme message on her television station and wherever she goes is love one another and love humanity, love the creatures, and take care of it.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has authored a number of books,
including the 3 number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, which convey the delightful intelligence and deep love of our co-inhabitants.
Having a canine companion herself, Melba Moore could especially relate to The Dogs in My Life.
One of the unique things about the book, The Dogs in My Life, by Supreme Master Ching Hai, was that we saw the pictures of the dogs. We know that many of them were rescued from being abused and given beautiful new lives, but we got to hear from their point of view about what they think of humans. And it really rang strong with me because we have a Shih Tzu. They teach us. Well, you know, they're very social and they're very affectionate and they have very sweet personalities, but they're very what they are. They know exactly what they're supposed to be and to do. It teaches me a lot because I was shy and I like being humble, but you have to understand humility is not weak. It's a gift from God, first of all.
To close the Gifting Peace concert,
Melba Moore graced the stage alongside Melissa Manchester, Karen Ziemba, Kashif, Liz Calloway, and vegetarian lyric soprano Leah Allers to sing the song Let's Love, adapted to music by the renowned composer Al Kasha from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem.
Miss Melba Moore commented on what the song means to her, as well as how it relates to her overall experience at the event.
Let's Love is a song that just really and truly expresses what all of our lives are meant to express and to be, whether it's in song or in everyday life. So for us to come together, each one with a different background, and take a portion of the song, you get a sense of the diversity and patchwork of humanity. We're all so very different, yet we fit perfectly together. So Let's Love is the very powerful combination of what the unity of man can express. The thing that I probably resonated most with in Supreme Master Television and Supreme Master Ching Hai presenting this entertainment or artistic diversity is it really expanded my involvement with other nationalities in one place, in one room, all expressing the same very important message, peace and take care of the planet. And it just has a whole totally unique and different flavor for me than what I'm accustomed to. That and being able to talk to people who are very passionate personally as well as part of a group for different aspects of our creation, like certain birds or certain insects or certain fish and certain parts of their beings that go into, for instance, makeup, things that I never really think about. And in some cases, some of those elements not only kill the animals, they're not good for you. And we just go do them because that information hasn't really been shared with us.
Amid the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico,
the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, Mayor of Cancun, and the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association co-hosted the Greenest Heroes Gala, featuring esteemed performers including Miss Melba Moore. Supreme Master Ching Hai spontaneously invited the distinguished artists just hours before the gala to her hotel suite, where she treated them with a vegan brunch that she had personally prepared.
Thank you for all the songs that you have. Thank
you for having them.
God told me to ask him for new songs. He said he wanted to hear a new song from me.
Oh, really?
Old songs.
Oh, really?
But when he gives you a song,
you have to be ready to sacrifice. Mm. So it's a very good blessing that came at the last minute. Oh my goodness. He says he's very pleased if we do it willingly. Yeah. He expands us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And our ability to do for it.
Yes. More blessing.
We thank you.
Right? Yes, more blessing. Yes. Whatever yes, you do blessing. For others is always a multiple blessing than when we want to do it for ourselves. That's what people don't understand.
Right. Yeah. He says to do it without complaint.
Yes, yes, yes. Without condition. Thanks again for coming. My God.
You have a powerhouse, huh? Inside, huh?
It's growing. When you sing, huh?
Oh,
yeah, it's growing. It's growing.
The elegant event. Guest of Honor Supreme Master Qinghai, the Honorable Mayor Zaragoza of Cancun, and Lady Mayoress of Cancun, Ms. Patty Meneses de Hernandez, honored 8 eco-protectors with the Greenest Heroes distinction. 3-time Emmy award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, accomplished film producer Julie Bergman-Sender, acclaimed soprano opera singer Carrie Walsh, ultra-endurance athlete and attorney Rich Roll, leading communication coach Master of Charisma Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, and the gala's 2 Masters of Ceremonies, multi-Emmy award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg, and acclaimed actress Mariana Tosca, all of whom support a plant-based diet. VIP guests, including the 44th President of Costa Rica, His Excellency Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and Her Excellency Mary Robinson, 7th President of Ireland, were also present and delivered keynote speeches. The joyous occasion also offered vibrant international performances and premiered songs adapted from Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry. Eminent talents included founding member of the iconic Beach Boys, Al Jardine, Oscar and 2-time Grammy-winning David Shire, soprano Carrie Walsh, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, and award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Filippa Giordano. Tony Award-winning Melba Moore also shined on stage as she sang the music created by 2-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha, inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt poems, The Kingdom in You, and Thanksgiving. As a grand finale to the Greenest Heroes Gala, Miss Melba Moore led the entire cast in singing Let's Love, adapted from Supreme Master Qinghai's poem and set to music by composer Al Kasha.
Bless you. We're going to close with a song with the entire cast, finale. Also, the lyrics are the poems of the wonderful Supreme Master Qinghai. And we want to say, because she's very shy, that the reason that many of the songs were chosen tonight is because we love her heart, we love her soul, we love her spirit, we're very grateful for her high consciousness. And the very private poems that she's written that we had an opportunity to perform and share with you this night. And so if I may now, we say thank you so much for sharing your spirit with us.
Thank you.
Because we say, ooh, and especially people like me, I'm Christian, but I meditate and contemplate. And so we're coming to the same place. So we're very, very grateful that you put some of your spirituality, not just in points, but in poems. could I please have the rest of the ensemble?
Thank you. My God, they're so nice to me. Everybody is so nice to me. My God.
And this is called Let's Love, and it's one of the wonderful, beautiful poems by Supreme Master Qinghai. Yeah.
each other.
Come here, hug your neighbor.
Sailing together through bitter and sweet.
Neighbors, yeah, show your love for each other, because this song means less love.
Just pass me by, not even once make contact with my eyes. Tomorrow we might from this world depart, but both will feel reluctant in the eyes.
Hug your neighbor. Talented artists. because they forsake everything to come here for you. They did not perform for money, they did not perform for fame, they just run out of their business, cancel everything, run to the airport, grab the ticket, and truly just like that, run here. Money cannot pay them, ever, ever. These people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May God bless you, may God bless you. May God bless us all. May God bless our planet.
After the Greenest Heroes Gala in Cancun, Mexico, Miss Melba Moore shared her thoughts on the event and its message of a more blessed, prosperous future on Earth through the loving vegan diet.
Of course, the reason in terms of saving the planet is amazing. And I met Supreme Master Ching Hai for the first time today. When you see everything around, you can see the authority and the power and the genius. But to meet her, you see the spirit and the love and the amazing things that we are as humans when you watch her. So, yes, amazing. It was very comforting to know that God has put you in a place where not only are you on the same page, but you ain't in kindergarten. It's quite awe-inspiring. It's kind of scary because it seems as though you're kind of like in the presence of God in a way that you haven't been. So I said, it's possible that I've continued on my path, and especially with some camaraderie, I might get to be a vegan.
So do you envision that one day we'll have a vegan world?
Well, our part of it. The ones that are safe and sound in a place where God has saved us because we heard and obeyed him. And you don't just hear him. You know, you have to shut down. And you have to go, and you have to seek him, and you have to listen. But when you do, and you do what he says, he saves you. So our world will be that, yes. I think so.
What are your hopes and wishes for the future?
Well, peace. True peace. The core of people that are really committed to that, to grow. And, of course, that is the safety of the planet and our place in the universe. And not just here, but when we pass on, because we all know that this is a rehearsal, isn't it? It's not the end. And, of course, to be saintly in terms of helping either from heaven and from here for the future generations that will come. That's what we all have in common. And it's when you're committed to that, I think you excel. Whatever it is you are gets to be excellent.
As a performer, what do you see your role in stopping climate change?
I'm a singer, but it's my ministry. So as I prepare to do that, how I eat, what I speak, what I put in front of me, who I'm with, I go where God sends me because that's my calling. It's not a job anymore. So I think about the long-term goals and I want to do this and I want to do this. It always comes back to, what are you going to do right now? And the best I can do is eat well, exercise, listen, pray, contemplate, meditate, and remember, and rehearse living. I mean, holy life, bountiful life, and yearn for, as we had tonight, when we congregate. We bless each other. She said it that way. But we see each other's light, and it's just, wow. I don't have words, but it's amazing. We're all so much enhanced and made better by each other's company. So we have this time that we have to develop and discipline what God is telling us, each one of us, in our own personal mission and in our own familial mission and our own religious mission. Hi, I'm Melba Moore. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
With deep admiration, we thank Miss Melba Moore for coloring the lives of so many with your soulful voice and brilliant acting. May God bless you with vibrant health and fulfillment as you continue to bring joy to the world through your remarkable talents and generous heart. gentle viewers, earlier in our program, you've enjoyed Love Me, with lyrics, music, and vocals by Supreme Master Ching Hai. We then listened to music sung by Melba Moore, Pearly, with lyrics by Peter Udell and music by Jerry Geld. Lean on Me, and This Is It, both written by Van McCoy. Falling, written by F. Gold and Gene McFadden. And Lift Every Voice and Sing, music by John Rossaman Johnson and lyrics by James Weldon Johnson. Next was To Be Able to Love You, adapted to music by Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, written in her late 20s and performed by Bill Cunliffe and Melba Moore at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. We then heard Let's Love, adapted to song from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem by Al Kasha and performed by Melba Moore, Taylor Dane, Lynn Wintersteller, Philippa Giordano, Doug Katsaros, Al Jardine, Matt Jardine, Adam Jardine, and Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members with flute accompaniment by Kerry Walsh. Supreme Master Television's interviews with Miss Melba Moore were also presented.
Al Kasha's career as a composer, producer, and lyricist has spanned the past 5 decades. A record producer at age 22, he would be responsible for the signing of Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Steve Lawrence and Idi Gourmet, Andy Williams and Janis Joplin. In film music, Mr. Kasha's collaboration with songwriter Joel Hershaw garnered 2 Oscar-winning songs, The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure and We May Never Love Like This Again from The Towering Inferno. His brilliance then carried over to television and musicals with David Copperfield and 7 Brides for 7 Brothers, which made him a Tony nominee. Also to his credit are 2 more Academy Award nominations, 2 Grammy nominations, 4 Golden Globe nominations, and the People's Choice Award. Mr. Al Kasha is also a best-selling author, music publisher, and a motivational speaker who shares his faith in God.
Master Ching Hai gave a great message. When you deal in truth, you penetrate people. And she dealt with truth. Everyone really wants to love and be loved in return. They really do. And I think that she conveyed that very strongly.
In gratefulness of his expansive creativity and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has sent Mr. Al Kasha gifts of appreciation.
A prominent American composer, arranger, and jazz pianist, Mr. Bill Cunliffe has won a Grammy Award and nominated for 2 others. He has released 3 albums for Warner Discovery Records, which have all received recognition in nationwide jazz polls, and worked with many jazz legends, as well as Frank Sinatra. Mr. Cunliffe was the 1989 winner of the Thelonious Monk Piano Award, Jazz Piano Award, and recipient of the National Endowment for the Arts, while his books have become standard references in jazz. Acclaimed for his innovative recordings and compositions, Mr. Cunliffe accepted his Grammy Award in 2010 for arranging his phenomenal West Side Story medley.
I like the way her message plays out specifically in terms of the treating all beings with equanimity and with love. And I think that veganism is excellent for the planet. I'm always aware of not squandering the resources of the earth. And as the planet evolves, we see it every year there's another big bad thing that happens because we're not managing our resources on Earth as well as we can. And I think that veganism is a wonderful big part of that overall message.
In appreciation of the Grammy Award-winning composer Bill Cunliffe's talents and contribution to Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert and the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal book premiere celebration concert, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly sent gifts of gratitude to Mr. Cunliffe.
Originally from New York, USA, Peter Udall is an accomplished writer and lyricist. For Shenandoah, he won Broadway's 1975 Tony Award as Best Book, Musical, along with collaborators James Lee Barrett and Philip Rose. He was also nominated for a Tony Award for Best Musical for co-authoring the book, Pearly. Furthermore, his lyrics for Shenandoah received a Tony Award nomination for Best Score.
2-time Tony Award nominee Gary Geld has written and produced for notable artists such as Jackie Wilson and Skeeter Davis. He co-founded Geld Udell Music Corporation in 1959 and Geld Udell Productions in 1962. and join the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, or ASCAP, in 1961. He is a musical partner with Peter Udell. Gary Geld's song compositions include Sealed with a Kiss, Save Your Heart for Me, Wherever You Are, I Love You, and He Says the Same Things to Me.
Van McCoy's prolific career as composer, producer, and arranger spanned nearly four decades with over 700 music copyrights to his credit as writer, co-writer, or arranger. He produced for notable recording artists such as Gladys Knight and the Pips and Aretha Franklin. Van McCoy recorded the Grammy-nominated album Disco Baby, featuring the Grammy Award-winning and internationally acclaimed song The Hustle.
Singer, songwriter, and record producer Gene McFadden was born in 1948 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. As a teenager, along with his longtime collaborator John Whitehead, he toured with the legendary American soul singer-songwriter Otis Redding. As part of the duo McFadden and Whitehead, Gene McFadden co-wrote a number of successful songs that reached the Billboard charts, including their own recording of Ain't No Stoppin' Us Now, as well as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes' Wake Up Everybody, Part 1, and I'll Always Love My Mama.
John Rosamond Johnson was a composer and singer of the Harlem Renaissance. Together with Bob Cole and his brother, James Weldon Johnson, he wrote such works as The Evolution of Ragtime. They produced successful Broadway operettas, Shoefly Regiment in 1906 and The Red Moon in 1908, as well as musicals such as Sleeping Beauty and Humpty Dumpty. He toured with his own ensembles, the Harlem Rounders and the Inimitable Five. Mr. Johnson set his brother's poem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, to music, which has become known as the Black National Anthem.
James Weldon Johnson was an accomplished writer, politician, lawyer, educator, and civil rights activist. He was the first African-American elected to lead the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP, and was one of the first to be a professor at New York University. His acclaimed writing includes novels, folklore collections, and poetry, including Lift Every Voice and Sing, which was set to music by his brother J. Rosamond Johnson and is now known as the Black National Anthem. Among his honors are the Springarn Medal from NAACP and the W.E.B. Du Bois Prize for Negro Literature.
Precious viewers, thank you for your pleasant company on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. May our earth be in peace always, and the loving protection of the compassionate one.
Mời quý vị đón xem vào thứ Bảy 10 tháng 9 năm 2011 chương trình thơ nhạc tình yêu và tâm linh nhân dịp đón mừng Tết Trung Thu, đặc biệt trình chiếu những nhạc phẩm về trăng đã được Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư ngẫu hứng hát chung vui với các hội viên thuần chay chúng tôi trong những buổi họp mặt thân thương từ nhiều năm qua.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.